So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I consider myself an outdoors woman. I like to hike, rock climb, mountaineer, ski, surf, sail, you name it, I'll do it. My husband and I actually took a mountaineering 101 course where we spent a week in Alaska living on a glacier and learning all kinds of skills. Glacier travel skills, crevasse rescue skills, avalanche rescue skills. We actually, last summer, we got engaged on top of Mont Blanc, right? Woo! Which is the highest peak in the Alps. And part of our climb included crawling across a ladder that was stretched across a deep, dark crevasse while wearing all of our gear, packs, in the dark. Pretty badass, right? But I knew that I reached the pinnacle of badassery when Discovery Channel called me. And they're like, hey, we want you on Naked and Afraid. So if you don't know what that is, it's a reality TV show where you spend a month living in nature and you're naked and you're afraid. And you're with a stranger who happens to be a man who's also naked and afraid. I said, no, thank you, maybe next time. So why am I telling you all this today? I'm not trying to show off, but I'm just trying to prove a point, paint a picture. When it comes to outdoors and to Ilma, I know what I'm doing, I am confident. So last year, a few months after I got engaged, I went to Colorado for my friend's wedding. I was super stoked to just relax, have a few cocktails, but I couldn't resist the beautiful Rocky Mountains. So I decided to go for a hike and summit a 14,000 foot mountain. The thing is, I was traveling alone, therefore my hike was alone, but no big deal. I mean, I'm a badass, right? I've hiked so many mountains by myself. Plus, I had a plan. I had water, I had a pack, I had gear, med kit, survival kit. I let my fiance at the time know, hey, this is the time that you should expect me off the mountain. Plus, even though I was alone, I did not feel alone. At the trailhead, there were about 20 other hikers gearing up, getting ready to hike as well. So I knew if something bad happened, I could at least scream for help, and they would be there to help me. About 3 hours into my hike, the terrain started to change from beautiful trail into big boulder rocks. The altitude really started to hit me. It took a lot of energy and concentration just to keep moving, just to keep one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. The temperature started to change, it got colder, the wind started to pick up. Majority of the hikers were way behind me, but there were three dudes that were ahead of me. So as I continued with my hike, one of the guys started down climbing towards me. And as he passed me, he said, hey, do you have a satellite radio? There's a girl that took a nasty fall ahead of us. I'm going to keep down climbing so I can get reception and call the rescuers. I'm like, roger that, sir. I'll see what I can do to help. So as I approach this girl, she's with other two dudes that are also standing by for rescuers, and I just shower her with questions. Hey, what's your name? Where's your pack? How'd you fall? Hey, my name is Emma. Hey, Emma, my name is Ilma. Wow, our names are really similar. And pretty soon, we kind of got the full story. So she went hiking alone, just like me. She did all her preparation, just like me. She did her route study. She let her parents know what time to expect her off the trail. She had her gear. She had her layers, water, just like me. She was an avid outdoors woman as well, just like me. But the awful thing is that she fell the day prior. She went hiking the day prior. She fell the day prior. So she tripped on a rock, she fell, hit her head, fell again, hit her head, lights out. So all that training that she did, all the prep that she did, couldn't help her. No other hikers saw her, so they couldn't help her. Because she was unconscious, she couldn't yell for help. All the gear that we talked about, it was in her pack that rolled down the mountain. So now we stand in front of her 12 hours later after her fall. She was in shock, so she was actually really chatty. But she had a deep cut on her forehead, deep cut on her chin, missing teeth, blood on her face, broken jaw, broken nose. She was cold. She was hungry. We wiped down the blood off her face. We tied her hair back. We donated our layers of clothes. And as I put my hat and gloves on her, I was like, wow, they fit her perfectly. And we started to carry her. So our plan was to carry her down the mountain to a flatter, more accessible part of the mountain so that the rescuers could get her quicker and easier. And as we lift her up and carry her, she goes in and out of consciousness. She's weak, lifeless. Her face is mangled. And I just felt sick to my stomach. And I overcame with anger. What was this Emma girl thinking? Hiking alone? I mean, I'm different. I would never trip on a rock. That's just so amateur. And just then, I saw 10 beautiful bearded men running up the mountain, wearing yellow Rocky Mountain rescue team jackets. And they lifted her and carried her to a helicopter where she was rescued safely to a hospital. But that's when I realized that that sick feeling in my stomach was actually altitude sickness. So I quickly started to down climb as fast as I can towards my car. And as soon as I was out of sight, I started throwing up. I threw up once, I threw up twice, three times, I don't know, I lost count. No, this never happens to me. I never throw up. Well, not from altitude sickness, that is. I mean, don't the mountain gods know that I just summited Mont Blanc? Don't they know I was interviewed by Discovery Channel? And the next 3 hours, hiking down towards my car was just awful. It was the walk of shame. You know that walk where you try not to make eye contact with strangers walking by. And as I dart for the bushes and throw up again, that's when it hit me. Who is the real hero that day? Who is the hero that day? Was it the bearded men? Was it the dudes that found Emma? Was it me? The hero that day was Emma. She schooled me that day. I learned that day, no matter how much training you have, no matter how much confidence, no matter how badass you think you are not invincible. That day, I learned that you have to respect Mother Nature, and I learned that as humanity, as a whole, that we are stronger in numbers. Never hike alone, folks. Thank you.